Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Kendall Gill from Muncie Bowl.
Gill penetrates, leans in. Oh, what a move. Kendall Gill, a beauty.
All stolen by Kendall Gill. They've got a 3-on-1 break, and Gill gets the basket and a foul on Tonday. Gill inside for the basket with 2.9 seconds left.
Moves to a season low. 90 points. And now we'll play the Hawks Friday night for a chance to get into the NBA playoffs.
He joins us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Kendall Gill, KG, we wish we were talking to you under better circumstances. He is the analyst on the Bulls postgame show on CHSN with Jason Goff. You're on the midday show with Marshall Harris and Layla Rahimi. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. A little bit nervous. My son just started driving, and we're on Lakeshore Drive right now. So
hold on.
Woo!
Your son is driving right now as you're giving us this interview?
Yeah, and guys are blowing their horns at us and stuff. Stay in the lane, Phoenix.
Phoenix, the super recruit, Mr. Basketball himself, and I'm calling him that because he's Mr. Basketball.
Mr. Basketball, but he's just learning how to drive.
So, oh, I know. I didn't mean the official title. I'm sorry about that. But he is to us.
Wait.
He can do everything, but he's learning how to drive.
Kendall, how long has he been driving?
A couple of weeks.
Okay. Well, you're out of the parking lot, so that's good, because I remember learning to drive in a parking lot.
Yeah, I know. I mean, we worked on it, but I mean, this is his first time really where I let him go, and I'm not saying anything, but you know, I had to come on with you guys, so I told him to drive. So
this is amazing. And so he's on Lakeshore. Is this his first time driving on Lakeshore?
This is his second or third time driving on Lakeshore, but
okay,
he's driving
okay.
A good distance now, so you know, he's getting better.
Okay, good progress. Well, we know if something happens and I don't want you to freak out, but the Bulls kind of freaked us out last night a little bit. I guess, you know, going back to last year, Kendall, and when they lost in the play-in game, and I was reminded of this, that Jimmy Butler didn't play in that game either. So it's not like you could say, well, they don't have Jimmy Butler. Why do you think things went as poorly as they did last night, and the fact that the Bulls just didn't seem to have that fight on the defensive end of the court?
The Miami Heat came up with a great game plan. What they did was they did not let the Bulls penetrate like they did in the previous three games this season. Wherever Kobe White was, Bam Adebayo was sort of like a spy, like you have on a quarterback. And that's what Bam Adebayo did to him. They didn't let Kobe penetrate. Also, you know, I played for the Miami Heat for one season, and Pat Riley has this formula where if you – challenge shots and get a hand up in a shooter's face, they shoot 35%. And you look at the Bulls' percentage last night, 39%. Every one of their shots, they challenged. And, you know, the defense was impeccable for the Miami Heat, and the Bulls, they just would not let the Bulls do what they've done post All-Star break. So, I mean, you got to give it to the Miami Heat as well. They played a great game.
Now, Kendall, there were so many lessons where I feel like you and I have talked about things that we've seen in this Bulls team or things you would like to have seen more of. There are comments that you have made, you know, on the shows that you guys do during the games. And I feel like it all came to a head yesterday. You know, the Heat were a mirror, and the playoff Heat especially. One of the things that you talk about so much this season was points in the paint. And let's start there when it came to just what the Heat were able to do in the paint. This is something that you have talked about a lot and for good reason.
Yeah, I mean, that's the one thing that the Bulls have done post All-Star break is they've gotten into the paint. They've scored maybe 60-plus points per game in the paint when they've won. They've also gotten to the free throw line, and they've also something that just did not allow yesterday. Also, the Bulls weren't able to knock down the three-point shot the way that they normally do. And when you give Tyler Hero three free looks at the basket at the beginning of the game, you let him get started, it's going to be hard to shut his water off. And the Bulls just weren't able to do that. What I would have done after Tyler Hero scored a couple of times going down the paint is I would have trapped the pick and roll. And had I done that, then I think that would have slowed Tyler Hero down and made other players make plays.
What are you left with now, Kendall, after it was a surge, 15-5 to close the season? We pointed out that none of those wins came against good teams that were playing at full strength, except for the Lakers wins. And even in the first Lakers win, the one out there, both Luka and LeBron were coming off injury. Otherwise, you've got no Tyrese Halliburton that went over the Pacers. You've got no Aaron Gordon, no Joker, and that went over the Nuggets. And to me, it seems like we know the Bulls can beat bad teams, but they're not quite ready for the big time. And I don't even know if playing the Heat in a weaker Eastern Conference is the big time. What's your takeaway from where they are now compared to maybe where you thought they were?
Oh, no, I wouldn't say that. I mean, they were down 13 against the Denver Nuggets. And, you know, they were able to walk the Denver Nuggets down and came back when Luka and LeBron came back in L.A. and they were injured. Hey, if you're on the court, that means you're able to play. So, you know, injuries or whatever, I don't count that. So I think that they did beat some decent teams. It's just that they just weren't ready for what they saw last night. I mean, Eric Spoelstra did a great job of making the adjustments that he didn't do all season long. I mean, they beat the Heat three times during the season. So, you know, that's and it was the same team. So it's something to be said for that. And it's just that the thing is that Eric Spoelstra just made the adjustment to them and the Bulls didn't.
What do you think about the use of the Heat zone? I thought their defensive spacing was really effective against the Bulls.
Well, that's what I'm saying, Layla. It was great last night because they did not allow penetration. And every time Kobe White had the basketball defensively, they were in his jock. I mean, you look at Andrew Wiggins, who's 6'8", 6'9". The length really bothered Kobe. And you look at the previous game against the Miami Heat, the same thing happened with Andrew Wiggins. So I knew that possibly could be a problem. And they did a great job of just throwing guys at Kobe White so he didn't become a spark plug like he normally does.
I don't know if you got to hear Arturis Karnišovas earlier today at his season-end press conference, but he talked about basically making it sound like this is going to be the group next year. And, you know, they've been mired in mediocrity for a minute now. Kendall, do major moves need to be made to this team? And if so, what are you looking at?
No, major moves don't need to be made. I mean, you made the major move. You traded Zach, you traded DeMar. Let's not forget Trey Jones, who was integral in the process of this team making a run in the second half of the season, was injured. I think that if you retain him, you got to re-sign, of course, Josh, and you keep all of your cornerstones together with Kobe White and Modest Bucelis, then you have something. What I would hope that the Bulls are in position to do is draft Derek Queen out of Maryland, who's a 6'10" power forward, who, in my opinion, sort of reminds me of Moses Malone when he was younger, with the exception that he can knock down three-point shots and he can really handle the basketball. I think if you add him to the mix of this team, then now you're starting to head in the right direction.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We also heard AK talk about shortening the time of transition. And talked about the younger players that he's gotten. You're mentioning some of them as well in discussing who they got from that Kings and San Antonio trade, for example, and how they put this together. When you hear him say that, what do you think that means, just knowing your experience with this team and knowing how this is coming together in a way?
Well, it's coming together. I mean, you see Montrezl Bucelis, when he got the consistent time, how he was able to put up consistent numbers, how he was able to play well consistently. And the thing is, you got to do that with all of your young players. I thought with Zach Collins, when Vucevic was hurt this season, he did a great job at the starting center position because of his ability to rim run, because of his ability to protect the rim, because of his ability to knock down three-point shots. I think that, you know, he has a lot of untapped potential. You look at Julian Phillips, who came around this season, and, you know, they asked him to improve his three-point shooting. He did a great job at that all season long. And, you know, Dalen Terry as well. I thought that he played really well. So the Bulls are headed in the right direction as far as their development is concerned. They just need a couple more pieces, and I'm telling you, Derrick Queen would be a great get for this franchise. If they can do all those things, guys, then the Bulls are going to be in great position for the future.
Joined by Kendall Gill, CHSN Bulls analyst and a 15-year NBA vet. He's in the car right now with his son, Phoenix Gill, who's been driving for a couple of weeks, and we're wishing them a safe journey on.
Yeah,
I don't know how far
Phoenix.
Y'all are going, but how much more time?
Hey, look, we're pulling in the garage now, so I'm okay now.
I'm not going to lie to you, Kendall. Us and also Ray and Robbie, our producers, and the listeners, when we heard the pause because you cut out for a little bit, we were scared something might have happened.
Yeah, he was trying to change lanes and somebody was blowing at him, so, you know, I just had to you know, pause myself for a second, but we're good now.
Okay. Glad
you're changing on Lakeshore Drive.
Glad you made it home. Lakeshore Drive is a bit of a test if you haven't had those driving chops tested, I guess.
The cutaway to Phoenix just now. Hey, Phoenix, remember, if millions of people can do it, so can you. You can do things that millions of people cannot do. I'm just saying.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So as you're looking at this and you're talking about adding a few pieces, I just have one question. What do you think the Bulls should do with Patrick Williams?
Well, I mean, it's been 5 years. And, you know, he was the fourth pick in the draft. I know that the Bulls franchise expected, you know, more development from Patrick as well as the rest of the city and us as well. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if the Bulls were – tried to put Patrick into a trade package because, you know, that sometimes works because I think that Montrezl Harrell is the small forward of the future. I think that there is no question about that. And he and Patrick play the same position. So, you know, I don't know whether the front office is happy with Patrick coming off of the bench. It's just all something that we are going to have to wait and see. The thing is that, you know, with Patrick, I mean, he has so much potential. He has so much. You see, you look at his body, he passes the eye test and everything. It's just something that hasn't been there as far as the development. I don't know what it is, but, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if the Bulls tried to move on from Patrick.
We were also wondering the same thing about Vooch. I know that's been wondered about for a while. You know, he had a season, especially that first half. You could argue all-star for sure. When we hear AK say he's going to have more financial flexibility in the summer of 2026, I did think, oh, that's Vooch's last year. You know, that's when his contract runs out, is after 2025. Do you think there's a chance that they move him in the offseason?
There's always a chance. I mean, you know, this is the NBA, and, you know, there was rumors that Vooch was going to be traded during the trade deadline, you know, and Zach. And, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if Vooch was moved as well, because I think that the Bulls are trying to look at the future with their younger players. It'd be a shame for Vooch to go, but because he's given us a lot of good years. He had a solid year this year, did a great job pre-All-Star break. And then when the Bulls started making their run, he did a great job of assimilating into what the Bulls were trying to do. When Josh Giddey was running up and down the court, Kobe White, we're getting up and down the court. Vooch did a great job of becoming the secondary break option. So it's no question that he can play with this group. Now it's the question on whether the Bulls want the salary cap flexibility like you just mentioned, Layla.
I just wonder, Kendall, if this isn't the time where you should be trying to trade whoever you can trade to get draft capital so that if a star becomes available on another team, whether that be, I'm just wish casting here, a Joker, a Giannis, whoever, they actually have some bullets to swap with somebody else, a way to barter, because right now they don't really have anything that they could trade and be in that superstar conversation like some of these other floundering franchises who have been in lottery situations for a minute have.
No, that's understandable. You can throw Joel Embiid in that mix too. I mean, because there's been rumors that he's his days are numbered in Philly as well. So yeah, I mean, that's why you accumulate assets in this business, so that you can trade for draft capital or acquiring a superstar player. So, you know, and the Bulls have a few of those players that could be thrown into that mix. You know, one in particular that Jason and I talked about yesterday was Ayo Dosunmu, because a lot of teams would be attracted to Ayo because of what he brings to the table. I mean, the guy is a professional, whether he starts or he comes off of the bench, he's productive. He's a big defensive guard that can score. So I'm sure a lot of teams will be attracted to Ayo Dosunmu as well.
Yeah, if I'm a GM for another team, I definitely would be trying to get Ayo. I know he had that injury setback this season. It's a shame because I feel like he was really putting together a nice body of work.
Oh yeah, I mean he always does. Each and every year he has improved. You know, I thought he was a steal for the Bulls to draft him in the second round. I thought he was a first rounder all day long. And you know, he's turned out to be what we all thought he was going to be. What he was at Morgan Park High School, what he was at Illinois, and you know, he just gets better each and every year. So, you know, he's an attractive piece for every team in the league.
Kendall, I have to ask you this. As a 15-year NBA veteran, what is more stressful? Is it playing in the NBA or is it driving with Phoenix Gill on the radio on Lakeshore Drive?
Driving on Lakeshore Drive on the radio.
Listen, when you told us what the situation was, I was like, oh.
Yeah, because he's making a couple moves there that I, you know, that kind of got my attention. But hey, we're safe and sound now. So
I had to ask because I don't know if we're helping you doing the radio interview or if we're hurting you doing this during that.
No, it's cool. I'm glad that. I mean, that was my first time with him driving on Lakeshore Drive, and you know, he handled himself pretty well because normally I'd be giving him some instruction, but instead, I was talking to you guys, so we made it home. So,
yeah,
thumbs up.
Relaxing awesome. The situation, Kendall. We appreciate you visiting with us and talking about the Bulls' disappointing season. Thanks,
and congratulations to everything Phoenix has going on. Northwestern's getting a great one. You know that.
All right, thank you, guys. Really appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.